All right, as we mentioned, it is time to take a look at the markets such as they are. So let's see if Luke Swenson of the Money Farm can put a positive spin. Anything uplifting today, Luke?
Well, nice way to just gently roll me into that one. You know, is there anything we can do to make this look good? Started a little softer. Outside markets today, I don't know. It's kind of funny. We're sitting here looking at how everybody's reacting to the crop tour as well as the outside news, and it really just seems kind of like a massive cluster. You've got things that should be bullish. You've got soy oil demand and caused by biodiesel over in Indonesia. That's some bullish news overnight. Then you've got China rolling some old crop sales forward to new crops, so that's taken as a bearish factor. You've got mixed yields coming out of Iowa, which in Illinois, which should, and spots in Nebraska as well, but not all of Nebraska, that should be bullish. Then you've got Trump threatening to mess with NAFTA, and that's bearish. So it's the biggest back and forth roller coaster we've seen in a long time, in a period that we should just be quietly without a lot of news right now.
Right.
Today we've got corn. It's just same thing. With all that news, we couldn't do anything. We just kind of pressured down and fought with the 356 resistance and support, and actually closed below it at 355 and three quarters in December futures. So that wasn't the best for us. The beans finished up one on the day. The wheat markets were all over the board. We had Chicago down a few along with KC. We had Minneapolis down a couple, then up seven, then back down one, and they finished the day mixed. And outside of that, you've got the dollar sitting here bouncing around that 93 mark. It just can't seem to get away from it. It'll rally away from it for a day or two and then run right back down to it. So that's obviously being weighed on a little bit by some political pressure as well. The dollar doesn't seem to want to get any legs under it in the near term. So that's the cliff notes of the market side. In the long run, what we're telling our guys is we're sitting and looking at how the market's reacting and where we are kind of historically in relation to where ending stocks should be. And we're at the mindset now where we're just trying to figure out when we say, okay, we want to take all our hedges off and just go back to let the market ride and see what happens. And we're probably closer to that mark than I want to admit, as we've got beans, you know, a dollar off their highs, corn's pushed 60 cents back in the past 2.5 months. And with the demand out there, we don't see much of a reason to expect more downside. It is feasible beyond, say, a dime or so.
Mm-hmm.
The option premium out there shows even the funds and the algorithms are thinking the downside is pretty limited where we're at now. And on the high side of that is if you got to sell some grain, it's kind of a cheap time to re-own it just because there's not really any risk premium in this market at all. So re-owning options is about as cheap as can be. We got guys buying call spreads to protect bushels. They got to move before they get some more new crop in the bends. So they're buying 50 cents of upside for around the 10, 12 cent mark, and they're able to safely sell and still have some upside in place into the middle of the winter.
Well, you know, Luke, of all of the roller coaster bullish bearish news out there, the one I liked the most today was Argentina biodiesel tariff 64%, palm oil-based biodiesel from Indonesia 68% tariff. That's going to how are you going to fill that?
I honestly think in the long run it's just the precursor of a lot of these negotiations are going to waffle back and forth, and you're going to see big scared numbers come in, and then they're going to get negotiated back down and used.
Okay.
The subsidized nature of fuel in Indonesia, that they're going to find it from somewhere, and the fact is if they have to pull it from somewhere else, it's kind of like us and China soybean demand.
Okay.
If China gets angry at us, they're going to try and source a little bit more from someone else, but in theory, all they're doing is taking Brazilian beans from that would have gone somewhere else and probably replacing that need with ours. So in the long end game, I don't think it's going to have a big negative effect, but it's going to cause some jockeying around. And like we said, that's the same thing with the NAFTA agreement as well, as we try and sit and take 100 different agreements and all turn them into little bilateral independent agreements on their own.
Yeah. Hey, Luke, we're out of time.
Rocky.
Luke Swenson, themoneyfarm.com. Somebody will get a hold of you. Thank you very much.
Cheers.
Yep, bye now.